Attention lovers of mysteries. I certainly count myself as one. In recent years, I've become flat-out addicted to British and Scottish mystery novels, movies, and TV shows. And the natural extension of those is a game that allows me to experience the mystery instead of just reading it or watching it. Don your own detective hat in June's Journey, a free, hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. It's set in the glitz and glamour of the Roaring Twenties, and you play as June, deciphering clues and uncovering secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. New chapters are added to the game each week, and you can personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. Download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to talk about the new season of Wondery's hit podcast, Over My Dead Body, in just a second. But this reminded me that the first time I heard about the insane Tiger King story was through this podcast, Over My Dead Body. They did the story in 2019, a year before the TV documentary. So if you're looking for a new true crime miniseries, the team at Over My Dead Body has a good track record of telling incredible stories. The new season, Season 3, is set in the small town of Fox Lake, Illinois, and it's the shocking true story of Officer Joe Glinowitz. Joe was a hometown hero and a 30-year veteran of the local police department. On September 1st, 2015, just 1 month from retirement, he was found dead outside an abandoned cement plant. He'd been shot twice in the chest at close range. While the town and Joe's family mourned his passing, hundreds of police officers launched a manhunt to find his killer. After weeks of searching, the lead investigator discovered chilling secrets about Joe, the police department, and the village of Fox Lake. The secrets put the town in the national spotlight and would haunt them for years to come. Over My Dead Body's third season is a story about corruption, betrayal, and the secrets of a fallen hero. I'm about to play you a preview of Over My Dead Body's new season, Fox Lake. While you're listening, be sure to follow Over My Dead Body Season 3, Fox Lake, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. Or you can listen early and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
On any other Labor Day, the town of Fox Lake, Illinois, would be filled with people out for a good time, fishing, boating, and drinking in the bars. But on Labor Day 2015, the streets were lined with thousands of mourners, all here to pay tribute to a fallen hero, a local police officer, the 25th cop nationwide to be shot dead in the line of duty that year.
Let's begin our service.
It had been one of the hottest summers on record, and inside the crowded high school theater where the funeral was taking place, the temperature was almost unbearable.
I'm the patrol division commander for the Fox Lake Police Department.
At the front of the theater was the officer's casket, draped in an American flag.
It's with great honor that I make this presentation.
Sitting in the back was a gray-haired man in his late 50s with a silver goatee and a thick pair of glasses.
When I got there, it kind of took me back, and it was like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Medal of Honor.
George Falinko was a police chief in a neighboring town. He'd been to officer funerals before, but nothing like this.
It was just incredible how many officers were there from how many departments from all over the country.
George was dressed in his one good suit. He watched as the other Fox Lake officers took the stage to speak.
Joe was a friend of mine for 30 years. His saying, embrace the suck. Well, we're doing it today.
When we were growing up, we all knew Joe was a hero. But now the nation knows he's a hero. We are Glenwood Strong. I love you, brother.
George sat in the cushioned seat, sweating from too many bodies crowded into the theater. He gazed forward, trying to focus on the speakers.
Joe was a father to those boys.
But his mind was elsewhere, because George had been tasked with leading the investigation into the officer's death.
I was just thinking, let's get back to the station.
All eyes in the room were focused on the stage. But for the last week, they'd been on George. It was up to him to bring Joe's killers to justice.
I was focused on where we were going, what we had, what our next steps were going to be, you know, constantly thinking. When you're so absorbed in these cases, and especially something like this, your mind just runs at 1,000 miles an hour.
George thought about all the people in the room who loved Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz. He couldn't let them down.
I'm here to tell you, broke the mold with Joe.
George and the other cops still had a lot to uncover about what had happened to their fallen brother. But there was one big thing George didn't know that day. The killer was right there in the room. From Wondery, the makers of Joe Exotic and The Shrink Next Door, comes a story about how the hunt for a killer.
He said, when you find these motherfuckers, take your safeties off, shoot to kill.
Revealed secrets hidden just below the surface.
I was told in a very strong voice, it's none of your business. You don't need to know that, doctor.
Secrets that everyone in Fox Lake would rather forget.
Fox Lake had that reputation. A little bit on the dark side.
We saw that the packet of the powder, which later turned out to be, you know, cocaine.
It wouldn't shock me if you tried to plant something on her, but to kill her, no.
I got the hell out of that town because small towns are just no good for anybody.
Follow Over My Dead Body Season 3 Fox Lake on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can listen early and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
I don't think we ever knew what was behind that closed door with G.I. Joe Glinowitz.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.